Oh, the drama in Broderpool over the weekend. Are you kidding me? I don't know how I came across this story yesterday.
I'm happy you did that.
I saw it on IndyStar.com, and I saw this. I'm like, this happened in Broderpool? Well, at a bar late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, a woman got escorted out of a bar, later arrested. Listen to this. I'm going to read this word for word for allegedly hitting, biting, and kicking three police officers. Are you serious? Like, all because, by the way, she was trying to hook up with her man in the bathroom.
In the men's bathroom. I guess the guy went, you know, willingly, and she was not being taken out of there. I mean, I guess she was that hard up that she was really mad.
I was about to say.
But it said that she kicked a cop in the forehead. How do you even get your leg that high?
No, I'm reading this. She said she then took her left hand in a fist and punched the officer in the chest, and I guess, you know, she was really riled up. She had, this quote-unquote from the report, she had relentless strength as a prolonged adrenaline rush as she never, you know, really calmed down
so
when the police officers were around.
She turned into the Hulk. She was like,
you're not going to arrest me.
Crazy.
All because she was trying to get it in a bathroom late Saturday night. She's
and
like, now you
down.
Ain't going to interrupt me on this.
Oh, my God.
But this is the kind of stuff that happens in Broderpool, I guess, downtown.
People have meltdowns in Broderpool. I feel like everyone's had a meltdown in Broderpool. No, at some point, if you're like age 21 and up, you know, from your college years and on, especially if you're like towards the end of college, you've probably had a girly meltdown there.
And that's what we wanted to ask you. 239-1009. When did you witness or experience some drama in Broderpool? You know, I'm not a big conflict guy. I say this, you know, I'm like, oh no, don't hurt me. But one time, I remember this is a while back. Never had too much drama in Broderpool, but I do remember
you
one
keep
time.
A drama-free life.
I try to lead a very drama-free life. But one of my friends, I remember, almost went to battle for me because some dude was making fun of me.
And
maybe
that.
Maybe I deserved it because I was wearing like a pink button up that night in Broderpool.
You had it coming.
Some dude was making fun of me, and my good friend stepped in the middle and was like, don't make fun of my friend in the
don't
pink
button.
Don't
you make fun of his pink shirt. He's
anyway,
a man, dang it. He's a man.
But there was never any times recently where I, you know, got caught trying to hook up like this girl did. Unbelievable.
That's good. I feel like the only time that I've ever had a meltdown in Broderpool was like, I was talking to some guy and all of a sudden I see him like leave with another girl and I was like, are you serious? And then I ended up like twisting my ankle. I was just a hot mess by the end of the night, like with like
the
makeup streaming down my face. Oh, it was not good. It was like a Lifetime movie.
You know, the part of the story I wish they reported, I wonder if she actually did get it in. That's the part. I hope it was worth it for her. If she ended up going to jail.
She's probably just mad that they weren't stripper cops that showed up, right?
Yeah, it wasn't Magic Mike and all them guys.
I know.
239-1009, when did you witness or experience some drama in Broderpool? It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.